Didsbury Town Council has considered RCMP detachment policing priorities for 2024, with Didsbury RCMP Staff Sergeant Stephen Brown suggesting that the top three priorities in town be increased visibility within the community, drug enforcement, and addressing mental health and domestic violence. Brown appeared before council as a delegation at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held in person and online. "I want to be focused on specific things that affect the community and that we can actually accomplish meeting those expectations," said Brown. Deputy Mayor Kurt Engel said he was particularly in favor of priority number one of increased visibility within the community. "I think that is probably one of the greatest priorities we have in terms of that visibility and seeing your officers around. I am in favor of that," said Engel. Brown said, "That is something we have discussed over the last 3 years, about having that increased visibility within community, not only within the patrol aspect but also the foot patrol aspect. Participating within the community at functions that we have here, both in public and private functions. All that plays a part in the enhanced visibility. That is a priority I think should continue." Town Joyce McCoy said she would like to see a safer downtown that people can walk there at night and feel safe. Brown said, "That is something that myself and the SAO and the mayor have been trying to monitor for the last 18 months, specifically in the downtown business core, both during the day and after hours. Visibility certainly plays a role in deterrence, particularly in that area. Officers have seen a rise in person crimes, including domestic violence, in town in recent months," said Brown. "From April 2023 to present, officers responded to 153 domestic violence occurrences in the detachment area, including 56 within the town of Didsbury," he said. "To me, that is high and something we should be paying attention to," he said. "Drug abuse continues to be closely related to both property and persons crimes in the district," he said. Mayor Rhonda Hunter says she believes speeding is an ongoing concern in town and throughout the district. "Speed enforcement in school zones is ongoing and will continue," said Brown. "There were 137 mental health-related calls, including 51 in the town, over the past 12 months," he said. Council accepted Brown's report as information. Council also passed a motion setting the 2024 policing priorities as increased visibility within the community, drug enforcement, and addressing mental health and domestic violence. During the March 26 council meeting, council also received a report from Community Peace Officer Lucas Rann on enforcement activities. In 2023, he dealt with 552 occurrences, including 252 for traffic, 98 for animal control, 87 community standards, 45 investigations and patrols, and 9 citizen concerns. Town Ethan Williams said speeding and unsightly properties are concerns in town. Council also accepted Ron's report as information and set the 2024 priorities as traffic education and enforcement, continued education and enforcement of bylaws on a complaint basis, and continued development of community relations.